And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Sadly, we have to say so long to Carolina Space Cowboy. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. For those Carolina football fans who remember, there was never a player who wore Tar Heel blue quite like Mike Voigt, a.k.a. the Space Cowboy. Voigt died suddenly and unexpectedly this week at his home in Chesapeake, Virginia at 58, far too young. But take solace in the fact that Voigt lived every minute of those 58 years, from the first time he walked through all of his years wearing a football uniform to his lively and lucky post-football years. Voigt remains UNC's second-leading all-time rusher behind famous Amos Lawrence with three 1,000-yard seasons in an era where the Tar Heels were called Tailback U. 12 straight seasons with at least 1,000-yard rusher, 14 out of 16 years, 16 out of 20, and 19 out of 25 between 1969 and 1993. To put it in perspective, Carolina then went 13 straight years without one of those grand backs until Gio Bernard did it last season. Voigt's career marks are 3,971 yards, 42 touchdowns, and 254 points scored. Wow. But of all of those great tailbacks, Voigt was one of a kind. He had long, stringy black hair that flew wildly from the back of his helmet. He ran with speed, power, grace, and abandon. And whenever he didn't get it done on the field, he was known to run to the sideline and heave his helmet against the green fence that surrounded the bench area. Voigt was picked by the old Houston Oilers in the 1977 NFL draft, but his pro career was curtailed by a serious car accident in which he nearly died. His football career over, Voigt spent some years feeling sorry for himself before he put things back together and began coaching football and track on the high school level in his native Virginia. As ferocious and flamboyant as he was on the field, he could also be gentle and kind with kids of all ages. He loved to sign his name, or Space Cowboy, for anyone who asked him. Voigt played in a different era of college football, though it wasn't so long ago. He was Carolina football's version of Larry Miller, the All-American basketball star who could party hard the night before a game and still go out and get 20-10 for the Tar Heels the next day or night. Voigt, who wore the same number 44 as Miller, was similar, sneaking out of Ehringhouse dorm after a curfew on Friday nights to join his friends and fraternity brothers on Franklin Street. If Coach Bill Dooley ever knew about it, he really disciplined Voigt because the Space Cowboy always came to play the next day. We'll miss him, but his name and style will live forever in the pantheon of great Carolina football tailbacks. See ya, spaceman. This is Art Chansky.